Listen to me, Frankenstein. You accuse me of murder, and yet you would, with a satisfied conscience, destroy your own creature. Oh, praise the eternal justice of man. Yet I ask you not to spare me. Listen to me, and then, if you can, and if you will, destroy the work of your hands.
Why do you call to my remembrance? I rejoined. Circumstances of which I shudder to reflect that I have been the miserable origin and author. Cursed be the day, a bored devil, in which you first saw light. Cursed, although I curse myself, be the hands that formed you. You've made me wretched beyond expression. You've left me no power to consider whether I am just to you or not. Begone! Relieve me from the sight of your detested form.
Thus I relieve thee, my creator,
he said, and placed his hated hands before my eyes, which I flung from me with violence.
Thus I take from thee a sight which you abhor. Still thou canst listen to me and grant me thy compassion. By the virtues that I once possessed, I demand this from you. Hear my tale. It is long and strange, and the temperature of this place is not fitting to your fine sensations. Come to the hut upon the mountain. The sun is yet high in the heavens. Before it descends to hide itself behind your snowy precipices and illuminate another world, you will have heard my story and can decide. On you it rests, whether I quit forever the neighborhood of man and lead a harmless life, or become the scourge of your fellow creatures and the author of your own speedy ruin.